You're in the mix with Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
WebMediaShare.com.
Welcome into another episode of RCO Radio. I'm Crystal McCary. Music is being made in many different ways today, some more conventional than others, but the mobile music production apps are part of a fascinating and steadily growing industry, that of virtual music making. The revenues are starting to reflect the popularity of the various softwares available, and our guest this time is Mark Bryan, a London-based producer for his company, The Blue Room. He's formerly an acoustic guitarist, bassist, vocalist, and percussionist. You can visit his SoundCloud profile from the link in the program description. His music profile hosts a robust selection of tracks created using no conventional music instruments. Instead, Mark has crafted his collection of impressive songs using an iPhone and a music production application called Nano Studio. Nano Studio is a recording studio for smartphone operating systems that has virtual analog synths and sample trigger pads and sequencers, editors, mixers, and a multiple array of other effects that are all integrated into a single application. And Mark is a master of this app. Mark, it is my pleasure to welcome you into the show. Welcome into the RCO Radio family, and thank you so much for dialing in to join me.
Hi, Crystal. Thank you very much for a fantastic introduction, actually. Very nice to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. As you know, I discovered your tune, Only Green Can Bend, on the magnificent SoundCloud music stream, and I reposted it and visited your profile and found track after track with even more great melodies, beats, and I became a follower of your artistry stream, and you in turn have become a supporter of RCO. So let me thank you for your kind support and for the great music and letting your creativity bring you to this master level in virtual music making, really, because what you're doing with this app is fascinating. Now, I know originally you were a percussionist, but you play piano, guitar, bass, percussive instruments, and you are a vocalist and producer. So pick any order and tell us about the musical roots and the journey to the present.
Okay, well, as you say, percussionist was really my main, how I started. It was nice being a percussionist because you were sort of tucked away at the back of the stage, not too much focus on you really, so that was nice. But obviously in time you get aspirations, and I was already playing the piano a little bit anyway, and there sort of came a gap for a keyboard player, and I took that. But within a short time later, the keyboard player had left, and I took up the mantle of the bass player. So that was many years ago, and since then I've just really been the bass player, which I love doing. You know, it's a great instrument, and a lot of my songs I make now have a strong driving bass line, I think.
So. Interesting. Well, I know you've traveled all over the world working in music, and what inspired you to step forward from being in the background to producing and making your own music?
Well, I'd always written anyway, even though I was in the background, I'd always written songs, borrowed equipment from people, laid down tracks, and I liked singing over the top. You know, I've always loved singing from a very, very young age. So it was something I always wanted to do, but to stand in front of everybody at the front of the stage and sing was a bit much. I did later on. What happened was after all the bands broke up, I took up just writing songs in the acoustic, and I'd play in bars, doing my own songs and a few covers. So I did get more confident then of singing live. But, yeah, things have moved on now, and the new project is a Nano Studio.
I wanted to make a comment and let you speak a little bit about something that I found, you know, very touching on your bio. As you were growing up, you were the youngest of five, and you had two older brothers who were soul fans, and they would bring in the great music from the States. And I just wanted to hear you talk about that. Do you guys still jam up together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've still got masses and masses of collections of records. They've got racks on their walls of all the greats, Temptations, Tyrone Davis, Holly Dozier, Bobby Womack, Marvin Gaye, Esther Phillips, Curtis May, but just everybody you can think of in that era, Tower Power, Maze, they have everybody. And that's all I heard all day was all these new songs coming out, and I'd just sing along to them. And, yeah, it was a great time, you know. It was nice being young. I didn't have any money, so it was nice. They went out and bought all the music, and I listened to it. So it's great.
And you loved soul when you were young.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I still do. It's always been what I've been brought up on. It's what I feel when I'm writing music. Mm-hmm. I think it comes from the soul. I mean, it will start by original idea, but once
the music that
I have the
you.
Idea, it takes over, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just emotion after that. Everything's made by emotion.
I was very touched. I could just see you as a young, you know, boy singing, "Why Can't We Be Lovers?" and "Can I Change My Mind" by Tyrone Davis.
Yeah, that was
I
good.
Love that.
With a very high voice, yeah.
You know, and wanting to be the carbon copy, because I, too, was raised on the carbon copy theory where, you know, I was told if you're going to sing these songs, you have to do them as good as the original artist, then improvise
exactly,
and add
yes.
what you can bring. Otherwise, leave it alone. So
yeah,
I thought that was fantastic. You discovered Nano 3.5 years ago. What attracted you to it? Because I know there are many other apps on the market. Like, had you tried any other apps? Like, I know Pocket Shaker, U-Drummer, Pocket Guitar, Animoog, Foodalili, the Ukulele of the Future,
Figure,
any of those?
Yeah, I tried a few of the others, and I found the Nano the most user-friendly, really. And it was a free app at the time, and I downloaded it, and it had the nicest sounds out of all of the ones that were there, I felt at the time. You've got a choice of two banks of 63 preset sounds. So you've got 126 sounds to choose from, which is not bad, really. And probably about 20 of those are worth using. When it comes to the drums, you have a choice of... Yeah, exactly. And it's just a question of finding the ones that you think complement each other. And you'll probably find on my songs recently, I'm using a lot of the same instruments. So you do recognize the room because of the instruments I'm using. But they're the ones that complement each other, I think, on the actual songs.
And you're able to fine-tune it, it sounds like, because I've listened to your tracks many times, many of them many times. You're able to fine-tune the mixes. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's taken time. I mean, when I first started, say 3.5 years ago, I was making just loops, which was fun. And they'd last about 3 minutes, the same thing just being repeated over and over again. Until I actually started thinking, okay, I can do better than this. And instead of recording the songs all in one go, I would do little blocks of 4-beat bars, and I'd put them all down. So I'd have lots of 4-beats, lots of chunks of 4-beat bars of all the different instruments. And then I could actually manipulate, because you can remove, take things out and replace it. So it gave me more options to change the tune instead of just having the same thing repeated over and over again. And this is where the lessons more came from in the end. As I finished making the song, I start taking bits out, so there's less and less going on. So there's more space in the song, so you get a chance to hear, I think, more, if you see what I mean.
I do. And as they continually upgrade it, are you finding you're able to add, it adds even more to the production sound? Even more to the production sound?
I've tried not to upgrade. I'm too scared of losing everything. I'm worried. Once before, when I left the country at one time, and when I changed my phone over, I lost all the songs I had on the Nano Studio. So from now on, I try not to touch it. I just leave it as it is. I've got two phones now with songs on. The old iPhone 3 is now defunct. I can't use the... the sync's gone out of it somehow. It's got corrupt, I suppose. And now on the iPhone 4 I have the Nano Studio on here. So I'm still using an iPhone, but it's the iPhone 4.
How have you enjoyed the transition to virtual music making from that of being actually in the studio environment? Have you missed it, and are you planning to return or have you continued to work in the studio as well as using Nano?
I haven't. I haven't been in a studio for years now. It's been just a Nano studio, which I've enjoyed. It can't replace being in a band.
You've certainly done well with
people.
It. Yeah, you've certainly done well with Nano Studio. I would not have known when I read the descriptive on your SoundCloud profile, I would not have known that your songs were made with a phone. I would never have thought it.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
They take a long time. They do take a long time. But it's got quicker. I mean, the last one, which I can't remember the name of, actually, which I just recently wrote, is one of my favourite ones, but that went down very quickly, which is quite surprising. It's also got better. I've started using a stylus for actually writing the songs. Before, I'd use my fingers, and I'd make so many mistakes. So actually buying a stylus has been a good investment, really.
I look at it as being a little bit more than a great toy when you can generate music the way that you have. Percussion generally adds very rich texture to the design and sound. What types of different percussion instruments do you play?
I was previously a congo player.
Yeah.
That's what I was mainly playing, yeah. That was my thing I was playing in the band.
Nice.
Yeah, I loved it. Yes, it's a nice.
And
it doesn't always come through.
The great beats you make. Yeah, you're a conga player.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy your beats.
I had one when I was about 7 years.
You've been doing it for a long time.
I think I wanted a drum kit when I was about 7 and had to sell for a set of bongos, and it started from there, really.
What type of music do you listen to today for your own enjoyment?
I've spent a lot of time now, actually, listening to people on SoundCloud.
Tell me your thoughts about all of the new genres of music that we have today compared to what I had. We have so many new genres of music now.
Exactly, yeah, and it's the same music changed. I mean, now you can hear something which is funk, but it's a different style of funk, or rock, a different style of rock, funky rock. So all the styles seem to be merging. And let's say some of the stuff that the guys are putting on SoundCloud is amazing.
Get
Off Earth, fantastic. Yeah. So a lot of the guys that I'm listening to, and then obviously you want to reciprocate as well. If somebody's coming onto your profile and liking your sounds, you want to go back and listen to theirs. So it's only polite. So that takes up a lot of time.
Yeah. But
when it comes to listening to my own songs, I'm still listening to the old songs, always Marvin Gaye, all the old greats, really. I still like all the old soul songs, like Temptations, Randy Lewis, everybody like that.
And you know, because I arrange vocals, I love me some great vocals. I grew up on the amazing harmonies and arrangements of, like you mentioned in your bio, Earth, Wind & Fire, and old school classic harmony bangers, you know, the great harmony groups,
exactly,
Shylight, The Temps, Blue Magic, all those groups, Stevie, Stylistic, the Philly Sound, that was great. Well, speaking of music, now we're at the middle of the show, and I'm going to let you introduce one of your new productions so that we can listen to a little bit more music right about now.
Okay, thank you. I had to choose a feature track. It was very difficult because I like all of my songs for different reasons, but I chose this one. Because I
They're
think it's
so good.
The best one for using the Nano Studio. I think I've actually used it to its best ability in this track, and it's the only one where I've actually been influenced by anybody else. And I've always liked the theme tune from The Last Tango in Paris.
Yes.
It goes, do, 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 do. Yeah. So you'll probably hear a couple of bars of that in this song. That was my influence for writing this song. And like I say, I think it uses all the best things about Nano Studio. Yeah, it's got a nice intro. It's like a journey to me, this song, and by the end of it, I want to dance. That's why I chose this one. It's called Moving.
You're in the mix with Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
I think that was quite a groove.
Thank you.
Probably my 30th listen to that song. I really like that groove. I've listened to your profile quite a bit. Fantastic work. Are all of the sounds that you use in Nano?
Yes. And nothing else is used. It's just on the program. I've not mixed it with anything else. I wouldn't know how to, actually, tell you the truth. I've tried to add vocals before, but it didn't really work. So maybe another day with another a newer bit of software, really. But yes, it's all Nano Studio. Everything that goes on here is just a Nano Studio.
Now, do they have auxiliary programs that you can use with Nano that you can use to change the sound or add other features?
There are. I mean, I've tried it. I'm not really that technical minded. This is the problem. I mean, this is taking me a while just to produce what I do. And it's just done by ear, really. It's just me choosing the different presets I think go with each other and trying to get the best result. You can do things. I mean, I do use, there's some little adjustments, like there's a mixer control, which you obviously use to mix your tracks with, and there's a wave sharper. This one you can get a different, like a soft or a hard, or a spiky, it's called zingy, hollow. And then you've got another digital delay. We can get the flange or the delay, extra delay. So there are little things you can do to it. But it does go a bit further, which is why I was trying to get one of my colleagues to come on the show today, who's a studio engineer, who has actually got back to me. And he was going to sort of do a feedback on what he thought of the actual Nano Studio. Because I feel that if you've got somebody who's an engineer and who can play music, they'd probably get very good results out of using the Nano Studio. Because there is more you can do with this studio than what I do. I'm sure there is. But I just keep it simple, try and get the best results what I can.
What are your current projects? What do you have that you're working on? Because I know your profile is expanded fairly often, so your work ethic is pretty steady there. And what are your plans to get back into the studio? Because I think that's going to be extremely exciting.
I'm going to try and write another couple of pieces maybe before the end of the year. And then I'm going to take a break. Well, not break. I'm actually going to, like you say, go into a studio from January for however long it takes. I may try and work on some of the songs I've already got and put vocals on, or I might just see what new comes from inside. That's what's going to happen, I think.
Sounds good. I know getting back in the studio will be fun. That's always a challenge for me, finding time to get into the studio because you get in there and you really get into that process and you got to stick with it.
Yeah.
I want to backtrack a little bit to SoundCloud. How do you feel SoundCloud has helped you in growing your follower base and integrating
music? It
has,
yeah. I remember just probably a year ago, I think I probably had about 10 followers. It was quite amazing. I remember asking friends if they'd follow me on SoundCloud, and every time I had a song, I'd say, can you come and like it for me? So it's probably in the last 6 months, it's probably three times the size of what it was. So it's amazing. I do still get amazed by how many listens I get to during a day. And one of the nicest comments I had the other day, somebody commented on the music. So I just replied to him and said, thank you very much for listening. And he replied saying, thank you for the music, which I thought was such a nice thing to say.
Nice
when people actually like what you are. Yeah, it's great.
We should say thank you. You know, if not for the sharing, we wouldn't have the pleasure of listening and supporting, which I think is an exciting part of SoundCloud and the way that it works. Every genre you can think of is there.
Yeah.
And it's been an exciting shift for me musically.
I mean, for me originally, SoundCloud came about as just a library for my music. That's why I joined SoundCloud originally. So it just went on to SoundCloud for somewhere to keep the music. And it just started growing from there. It wasn't meant to be that serious.
So those tracks weren't as mastered and professional as the current track.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I had many tracks before these. I mean, the oldest track on my profile at the moment is Skyfall 2, which I wrote about a year and a half ago. That's the oldest one at the moment.
But nice
there's
work
ones
on that.
About a year and a half ago. That's the oldest one at the moment. But
nice
there's
work
ones
on that one, too, by the way. Nice work on that. I was impressed that you would undertake a soundtrack with the Nano Studio. You did a good job with it.
The movie was about to come out, and I thought, okay, if I was going to write a soundtrack to this film, how would I make it sound? So I just wanted to have a go. But this was quite early, like as I was saying before, in my skills using the Nano Studio, and I think it comes across. I think the mixing's not so good. Some of the presets are too loud. So they're not as good as it got in the last sort of few months. I've actually got better and mastered it more. So I think the sound's changed for the better, really.
My ear has grown exponentially with all the genres and variety that there is there, and there's some amazing talent there. How is your writing process growing? You've been a writer for all your life, really.
Yes, 30 years probably.
Is it changing the styles and genres of music that you're writing?
It has done, yes. This is what's been quite nice. Well, I'm quite excited about getting back into a studio and singing. So just recently, I seem to have found a new style. Previously, my songs were written on acoustic. Yeah, so it's nice, yeah. So I feel I've got a newer style coming through. So I'd like to tap this at the moment and try and sort of do something with it, and then maybe I'll change later. But while I'm doing this, I'd like to try and get something down, as you say, in the studio, something concrete.
Yes, I like that, tap this at the moment, because you have to do it at the time when you feel it.
Talking about getting ideas down as quickly as you can, I saw a documentary just yesterday with Lenny Kravitz. He was on a chat show, and he's just brought out a new album, hasn't he? And he said that he wrote that while he was on a film set at the time, and he wrote this album on his iPhone, and then he took that to the studio and put it, obviously, together there. This was on an iPhone. He didn't say what happened to you.
And that's exciting that you can do that. Well, as you say, if you write with emotion and feeling, you have to catch it at the moment when it comes out, and what could be better than being able to do it with your phone and a great app such as Nano Studio. You have done a fantastic job as a producer
with this
app. Well, right about now, it's time to introduce our final music for the end of the show, and I'd like to invite you to do that. It's one of my favorite songs. I will be covering this track, and I want to thank you so much for dialing in and being my guest. RCL Radio will be here to support you, and we're always listening and enjoying the wonderful music that you make. Please introduce our final track for the program.
Okay, thank you, Crystal. I'd just like to say thank you very much for inviting me on RCL Radio. It's been an honor. Thank you very much, and thank you for supporting my music. So you've given me the honor now of introducing the last track to play out the show. What everybody's about to hear is the original version, but in the not-too-distant future, you will hear another version of this, with the silky tones and melodies of Crystal McCary bringing life to the song. So I look forward to that. So thank you very much, and this is Only Green Can Bend.